I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, our correspondent will bring us the latest on the aftermath of the devastating earthquake in China. More than 50,000 are dead and tens of thousands more remain missing. Millions are now homeless. How is the Chinese government responding? But first, we wanted to talk about how Chinese Americans with close ties to the affected areas are coping with the frustration of being so far away when this tragedy struck. We're going to check in with Sherry Cheung. She hosts two shows on the Sound of Hope radio network in the Bay Area, which is home to this country's largest Chinese American community. Sherry, it's nice to have you with us again. Thanks for talking with us.
It's nice to be here, Michelle.
When you first got news of the earthquake, was there an immediate reaction from your callers? I mean, you have a call-in program. What was the reaction?
The reaction has been very shocked. I think most of the Chinese felt very shocked and very saddened by this earthquake, and also felt a lot of pain for those who are suffering right now in Sichuan province. And we do feel that we're all very connected.
I'm going to play a little bit of sound from one of your shows, which is in Cantonese, and I'm going to ask you to translate. I mean, here okay. It is.
将我这个重建啊，同埋呢，大家嘅心理负担，或者家长。
So, Sherry, what was the conversation?
The callers very worried about how to rebuild the schools, and also very worried about the psychology of the people who have suffered from this disaster, especially for those parents who lost their children in this disaster. Because, as you know, Michelle, that there's close to about 7,000 schools collapsed in the earthquake.
You know, there must be some complicated emotions there. I remember I had friends who were out of the country on 9/11, and they just felt so helpless at being so far away when a tragedy like this was affecting people that they cared about. Are your callers experiencing this? Is that something they want to talk about?
I think they feel that they should do something about it, but it's very difficult for them to do anything besides donating money. And at the meantime, they also worry about whether the money they donated would be really going directly to the people who are suffering.
Yeah, tell me,
instead of,
tell me more
yeah.
about that, if you would. What is it? First of all, I want to know, is there a consensus emerging about how the community here in the States should respond to this? And what are their concerns about how they can help?
Yeah, I think a lot of Chinese start to organize some donation, mostly money. So you see all kinds of organizations start to setting up booth and to collect money. And then also there's a lot of efforts about in the companies, like the local big companies in the Bay Area, the Suns, the Cisco. A lot of big companies have a lot of Chinese workers there, employees. And they're also sending out emails to say, urge everyone to donate money to many organizations, nonprofit. But some of the listeners calling to my show caution people to be very careful, because some organizations do not have a very good track record, especially the organizations that may be from the state. So they actually suggest that maybe the best way to donate is to donate to American Red Cross.